You are listening to Kayfabe Talk Radio. Kayfabe Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kayfabe Talk Radio for this week. I am Eric the Red, joined along with, as always,
J.R. Earls and
Mr. Bonesaw.
Oh, man. Angry Grandpa, man.
Dude. I just want to say, first off, I offer my condolences to his family. Charles Green, a.k.a. the Angry Grandpa, passed away earlier this week. He was only 67 years old. He had cancer, I want to say a year ago. He beat it, and then he unfortunately passed from cirrhosis of the liver. He had stomach problems for a number of years, just due to being overweight and honestly not really taking care of himself. He was taking a lot of pain meds for a long time. And he really was a pioneer. Yeah, he really was a pioneer of, like, just crazy shit going on YouTube, and he was one of the funniest people you could have ever watched.
I remember when the episode where he broke his son, grandson's PlayStation.
Oh, that was his son's.
Taking a hammer to it.
Yeah, no, that's his son Michael's. The PlayStation 4.
My favorite episode will always be the one where his son puts the dragon tails in the pot and lights it on fire while Grandpa's asleep.
No. You know what was my favorite episode? When he convinced convinced him that there was the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was good too. And the chocolate covered prank egg.
I told you, Michael, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
And the neighbor, like, he pushed the neighbor out of the way, and she got so pissed off that she, like, you almost, like, ripped her bra or something.
Yeah.
No, she did rip her bra. He's like, you won't be another bra. And he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Oh my god. What he found, the one where he found out that the daughter, the prank where he found out the daughter-in-law might be pregnant. Well, you ain't living here. Y'all ain't living here. Y'all gonna be living on the street. You know. It's let's go deep shit, dude. And then, God, man, talk about wrestling marks, man.
Michael Green, the son, actually works for Paul Heyman. He works for the Heyman Hustle. That's actually how the Angry Grandpa show got started, really, because of Paul Heyman.
Right. But what I mean is, there's no denying that those people are fucking marks, man. But, I mean, those are the guys
Angry Grandpa knows the business. Like,
I know, but you could tell that he can play the mark role.
Actually told an interesting story, because, like, he did, like, these, like, little offshoot things where, like, you could, like, ask Grandpa or whatever, and he told a story about Piper that, I wanted to see if you knew this, where supposedly there was a story that broke out where, like, say, Piper was saying, while he was a heel, there was someone that got a woman that got their pocketbook stolen, right? And supposedly, Piper went after the guy, kicked the guy's ass, and, like, he gave her the pocketbook back, and the story broke out, and, like, the more it broke out, the more he was getting cheered, and thus he became a babyface.
Right. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I had no idea that, but, like,
Angry Grandpa's told that. That's one of those that became urban, not urban, but became common knowledge. Yeah, that's how he got his babyface changed.
I looked it up, and I didn't even see anything. Like,
that's true.
So that's why I hated to question it, but I did, because it was like, I He's one of the first. That was one of the first times I ever heard of that.
No, that's a true story. Yeah, he did. That's one of those that kind of is protected by kayfabe. You know what I mean? Like it's like one of those
right.
things. It's like you know we're not going to mention it, but yeah, that's what happened. It kind of actually, to be honest, it kind of pissed Vince off. Vince wanted to keep him as a heel for a while longer, and then when Piper did what he did,
right?
Piper saved the day, and of course you're not gonna, you know, he was trying not to get notoriety, but it's Roddy Piper, so how the fuck are you not?
Right.
And so because of that, yeah, he, you know, it got back to Vince. Vince was like, well, shit, you know. But they were, yeah, that could have, I'm not saying that's exactly why it didn't happen, but I am saying that could have happened, why, it could have been why Piper didn't get a run with the title over Hogan. And then after years and years and years and years, it just kind of never came up again with him getting a title shot or getting a title opportunity.
But dude, I don't understand the whole, oh, Vince is pissed off.
It was just Hogan.
Yeah, it was just
a lot of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of it was him, but you know, well, dude, I mean, it's common knowledge that he kept a lot of guys down, but
yeah. Well, I got a story about Hogan and Andre.
I just want to say, and I'm not getting in the man's ass. I'm not jumping ship or any of that stuff. But after 30 for 30, I was actually kind of impressed with what Hogan said about Flair. And then my only thought was, well, maybe he's an old man trying to get into heaven.
I know. Well, good point, but nah, dude, I don't know. Yeah, I just think that the respect has always been there with him and Rick. That's what it is. It's not necessarily, oh man, it's just Hogan, you know, pushing back on the whole being an asshole thing. It's more of he and Flair have put each other through enough shit, and Flair was so much of an asshole to Hogan that he was like, all right, I respect this guy.
That's
like
true.
Ric Flair beat the respect out of Hogan, so that's what it is. But
it could be like a situation where, like, I don't know, like, then again, it could be like an HBK thing where he's just like trying to like pretend that he's nice so people like him again.
Oh, dude. Well, be it was...
Oh, you're ready? Oh, hey, guys. Hey, go ahead and play that music. My guest is ready to come on.
All right, well, I just want to say while I get the music going, before we move on, rest in peace, every angry grandpa. Our condolences go out to his family.
And I'm going to say, can we please bubble wrap Tourette's guy?
Yes, nice. Yes.
I
heard that guy supposedly died, though.
Is he dead?
Oh, he is? All right, bubble wrap him. All right, bubble wrap him. Because, like...
Him and Stan Lee.
All right, so I'm going to... All right, well, I'm going to tell you, Earls, I'm playing a cover of it because
that's
due to
fine,
YouTube...
That's fine, yeah, because what it is guys, for all of our listeners, I have a special guest lined up. I haven't told Eric or Pat. It's a special guest that I'm bringing on the show, and we're going to play some specific music. Of course, he's got a cover of it, so here we go, and this is going to be fun.
All right, I'm playing it right now, okay? Ready?
All right, here we go.
Tell me, I'm going to stop it after 15 seconds.
After 15 seconds, that's all he needs. That's fine.
Okay, all right, go. Okay, I don't think it's Brett, just so everyone knows.
I'm with a Ouija board. And I channeled the spirit of the one and only Stu Hart. Stu, welcome to KTR.
Dan, thank you there, Tiger. I want to say thank you, and hello, Patrick, hello, Eric. I JR bothered me the other day, and I said, I was sitting up there in heaven, and I was talking to everyone, and I was talking about my shoot holds there, and this one time at the Hart House up in Canada, there up in Calgary, Alberta, a man came down in my house, and I grabbed him and I forced him down to the floor, and I put my arm around his back, and I put my chest into his arms, and as I continued the pressure, I could have released life from the body, but I let him go, and I told him, next time, Santa, knock on my door, don't come down the chimney. But more to that, I just wanted to come on here and say hello and Merry Christmas from the Hart family. We even listen to KTR up there in heaven, so it's wonderful, and I'll talk to all of you all later. Goodbye.
I mean, I thought we were getting plugs, you know, like in, like people that are alive, but come on, man. Damn.
Did you guys know that we're on Squared Circle on subreddit?
What?
We're on a thing called, on Reddit, it's a subreddit called Squared Circle.
We are?
Legitimately, this is not a rib or a joke. A friend of mine
messaged
me, because he was talking about KTR, and he goes, oh my god, that's you guys? And I said, yeah. That he found us. He found us on Reddit.
Alright, I'll look at this shit up right the fuck now.
Yeah, seriously. You want me to send you the screen, the capture here so you can see it?
Yeah.
Hey, hang on, give me a second, I'll show you. Yeah, but my buddy said that's how, because we were talking about doing the thing tonight that I'm doing, the new, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually going to be launching a new podcast with my friends, Tim Arnett and Jim Cottle. It's going to be called...
The Circle Jerk.
Basically. It's going to be Fantastic Floor podcast. It's going to be myself and, of course, Tim Arnett and Jim Cottle at Third Floor Comics on Facebook Live at 6:30 Eastern Time. So check that out. There you go.
So let me question, what page can we try it out? The looking for the page.
I just sent you the thingy.
No. I'm talking about for the Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Oh no, let me find out, because he's not tech savvy. He just told me what they're doing. So.
Well, find out so I can plug it.
I even had to design the logo for it. So. I even designed the logo. He asked me to come up with something. It was just something quick and easy, but. I said I'd do it, but anyway.
I love how you no-sold the fact that we're on Reddit, and you're just like, oh sweet, I'm drawing a football player right now. You fucking asshole.
Is that big? I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, fuck, I guess we gotta be on Reddit now.
Fans.
Oh, well, in that case, hi. I have
I am not tech savvy. We know.
Then damn it.
And you know what? I haven't heard from this asshole in like 4 months, so I don't care saying it. Neither is your boy from West Virginia, and you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, that's a grace that we cannot turn our nose up to. Hey, guess who just turned 60 years old today?
Who?
Steve Buscemi.
No.
60 fucking years old. Holy shit.
Damn.
God,
it.
He doesn't look 60.
Damn it. Fucking.
We need to wrap him, too. God, he's awesome.
Oh, dude, there's so many people you got to bubble wrap now.
I had to draw the football player that I drew, by the way, was what was his name? Desmond Howard.
All right, wrestling podcast.
Never heard of him, but I don't watch football.
I have heard of Desmond Howard.
He won the Heisman. That's the extent of my knowledge. And he played for Michigan, and I think now he's Detroit Lion.
Right.
So.
All right. So I'm trying to look for Kayfabe Talk Radio. I'm not seeing it.
I told him. He told. I mean, you see the thing right here. So, unless he got confused with another podcast, but
he could have been confused.
Well, as far as I know, we're the only KTR on. You know, but then again, that's as far as I know. Yeah, I told him. I said.
I'm looking. I'm seeing Jim Cornette's. I'm seeing Jim Cornette's show. I'm seeing Wrestling Soup on here.
Yeah, it could be on another thing.
I'm seeing Dave Meltzer's fucking abysmal show.
Did you find that Squared Circle subreddit thingy? Hold on.
Yeah, just ask him if he could find a link when you talk to him.
I just did.
Alright, yeah, I want to find that shit, because I want to see if people are, like, actually talking about us.
Because that'd be awesome.
there's a New Japan podcast? Pat, we gotta listen to that.
How the fuck would you understand any of it?
No, I'm sure they're talking about it in English. Nowadays, it would probably be, it would probably be a podcast talking about Japan, but in English commentary.
Hey, does Jim Ross still do his? Because I can't find him.
Well, let's see. It looks like there's every show on here. What was the name of his show? The Ross Report? Yes, he still does his. Yes.
Is Austin still doing his? Because I can't find his either.
Yeah, the Steve Austin show. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Dude, just go to iTunes. Well, that's right. You don't have an iPhone, right?
No, I do not.
You can still get iTunes, though.
Yeah, you can get on iTunes.
Okay, yeah, just get iTunes on your, that's really how I listen to all my podcasts, is through iTunes now.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I think the only shows I do, honestly, listen to, when I get a chance to, that aren't on iTunes, is, Chad's show, as well as, you know, The Stro. Like, they're all on different websites, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Man, but everyone else is on iTunes. So
speaking of Stro, man, he is everywhere, dude. I was just on his Instagram, and he's been doing some new shows and everything. And I tell you, man, his fucking gimmick is wild. Have you seen it? He's like he comes out. He's got the baby carriage, and he's got like a little baby doll in the carriage, and he's got like the big long skeletal finger gloves and. He's fucking creepy. I love the gimmick that he's got.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's, you know, and he gets in there and, you know, and I don't know what promotion it is. I couldn't tell you. It's wherever, somewhere down in North Carolina. The thing is, though, in North Carolina, wrestling promotions are literally, there's one, it's like a McDonald's. There's one in every corner.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was coming up in the business, you know, there were only a handful of promotions, but the thing was, you could work for whoever you wanted to work for because, you know, it was drilled into our heads, you know, that we're independent contractors, we can do whatever we want to do, blah, blah, blah. No one has the right to tell you that you can't work for whoever you want to work for. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then later on, just after it got a little bit bigger and all that stuff, and the internet started to take off and all that. Did some promotions start to say, well, you know, if we're promoting you, then we don't want you to work for a certain promotion, you know? But yet they wouldn't guarantee money, you know. And to me, I don't see where, as long as it's independent, I don't see where you can't work for more than one promotion and carry a belt for one or more promotions, that kind of thing. You know?
Well, it's just the way the business works now. It's like every it's like, oh yeah, you're independent contractors when it comes to like liability and all that. But at the end of the day, nah, you can't work anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
The whole thing with the Monday Night Wars is where it was, you know, hey, you know, we don't want, you know, competition. We don't want someone taking away our livelihoods, and that's. Mm-hmm. Where the mentality came from.
Right.
Whereas, yeah. You know, even now, I mean, starting to happen again, where, you know, you have guys with, like, multiple belts from, like they'll work for New Japan, they'll work for Ring of Honor, they'll be in CMLL. You know, they'll have all these different belts, or they'll go to Evolve or PWG. You know, you see it more nowadays, whereas like 5-10 years ago, you didn't. Other than like a lot of the really smaller indies, now you're seeing major companies starting to go, you know, why are we competing with each other? We should be helping each other out, because the more that we, you know, advertise these guys, the more that we get these guys notoriety, you know. The gimmick will go over wherever they go, so why don't we, you know, share these guys instead of, like, trying to undercut each other?
Well, I will say, undercutting in the wrestling business, Earls can tell you that, just by that laugh, dude, that's just what it's always gonna be.
Oh, God.
It's always not even fun. That's just how it happens even to this day, dude, like... look at sexy star. Like, can we? I rest my case. We can't go any further than that. I mean,
your arguments are now invalid. Yes.
You know, there's so many people now where it's like, I need you down here so I can stay up here. So I need my fucking paycheck. You know, I don't give a fuck if you're busting your ass for fucking $200 a night. I need this gig up here. You know, I mean, like, you know, it's that's why Hogan is, well, I'm sorry, will always be perceived as a dick. That's why I always will never be a fan of Shawn Michaels, the human being, Michael Higginbottom. Great performer. I always thought he was a fucking dick because this guy had said The Rock does not belong in the business, will never amount to anything. This guy was a complete dick to fucking Vader, telling him he does not belong in the WWF, telling him he will never be a fucking draw outside of the hit companies. So, yeah, Shawn's always been a dick.
He said it just like that, too. He actually said the hit company.
Yep.
And the thing is, people are surprised that Triple H is acting like that. Well, look who his fucking role model was. You know?
The hit companies? Vader was a fucking draw everywhere he went.
Well,
he was
fucking
Japan.
What he means is WCW. What he meant was WCW. You know,
but not
defending Shawn because Shawn is an asshole. No, I'm just saying he meant by hit company. He meant the way Vince would say it. Ted Turner's WCW. You know, that's what he meant. You know, but Vader was a fucking world draw. I mean, he was. What was it? Help me out here. World champion on how many fucking continents? You know?
Yeah,
14 times over, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was a huge draw. He was a fantastic worker. Like, a guy his size doing half the shit he was able to do.
Fucking moonsaults at 450 pounds. I mean, come on.
I mean, the guy is a little bit of a... He's a little bit of a weird guy. Vader, don't get me wrong. Like, I could say that.
He's extremely touchy.
Oh, dude!
If you look at him cross-eyed, he'll go cry in a corner for 20 minutes. Yeah,
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. If there was a social justice warrior group in pro wrestling, not a gimmick. I'm talking like behind the scenes, like an actual like committee, kind of like the Clique or whatever, like a group.
Oh God!
I have no doubt. Vader would be a social justice warrior.
Well, yeah.
That's how sensitive this guy is. Like, for instance, I have no problem telling this story. I'll say this in your voice. We were at a show once, but...
Oh, fuck you, Eric.
So I'm backstage at somewhere in Jersey, and I run into Vader, and, you know, like, I'm talking to, like, him and Tito Santana or whatever, and then, like, you know, like, we're talking about Professor Elliott, and then, like, Vader goes to Tito, hey, are you guys talking about? And then I go, Professor Elliott, have you heard of him? He goes, no, I haven't heard of him. And then Tito goes, well, what do you mean you never heard of him? He was like a big deal here in New York. And Vader goes, I'm sorry, I wasn't over here in New York that much. I'm sorry. Like, he got really sad sounding. And I'm just like, aw, the poor fella.
That's where you just hug him and go, it's okay, you know, I mean, you're fine, chill out, don't cry, you know, but he does cry. I mean, he, you know, he was bawling his eyes out after that wrestling.
He was a football player, and he was a professional wrestler that looked like that, looked like that, and the guy once got his eye freaking, like, didn't bat a tear, got his eye fucking almost gouged out, and pushed it back in. And how does someone make him cry off a stupid comment?
Yeah, because the fact that his eye popped out, it hits the tear duct.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah.
It hits the tear duct easier now.
Look who the hell he was working, though. I mean, big, you know, he was working Stan Hansen, who couldn't see where the shit in the ring anyway. I guess he wanted to make sure Vader couldn't either, you know.
If I can't see, you can't see, Vader.
Yeah, we're gonna do a blindfold match, only we're going to shoot it, bitch.
Come here, Leon. Come here, Leon. You don't need that. I need to get this angle over because I broke Bruno's neck.
Oh my God! Remember? Oh Jesus, that was.
I'm gonna go smoke a whole thing of cigars with Harley Race. Now get over here.
You know, it was once said. It was once said by Dusty Rhodes that if you cut Harley Race, cigar smoke would pour out. You've never heard him cut a fucking promo. It's like, Ric Flair, I'm gonna get you in the ring, and I am gonna pin you. You're just like, damn, dude, just ease up on the cigars. You know.
I'll move.
But yeah, I was surprised. You know, I mean, you know,
did you catch that reference? I mean, I'll move.
I got it. I'll move. Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, after that match at SummerSlam, I mean, yeah, fucking Vader was fucking bawling his eyes out to Jim Cornette, and Corny's going, just go over here and kick his fucking ass and be done with it, Leon. Fuck. You know. He goes, hell, son, you're bigger than a fucking truck. Just go over and whomp his ass a little bit. He'll learn, some bitch. Because he never liked Sean anyway.
Yeah, oh, Corny. Yeah. Nah, he...
You know what? He might have gotten over if he had done that. Because Vince would have been like, yeah, he can, like, kick the shit out of my champion. Yeah, maybe I should push him.
Like, I was really disappointed that Vader never got the run with the title. I was really disappointed in that. And there were a couple guys from that era that I felt should have had a run with the championship and never got it. Like, I thought the Patriot deserved a championship run, even if it was intercontinental. At least he needed something. And I felt that Vader definitely deserved a run with the title.
Oh, without a doubt, man. Like, to me, like, the fact that they had guys like a guy like him on, like, what the fuck, the show is on Boy Meets World, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the fan, he was on there, and, like, people know him. Like, for instance, like, my brother-in-law, like, vaguely ever watched wrestling. Like, he could tell you who Steve Austin and Taker are and all that, but he knew Vader from Boy Meets World, and he legit asked me, like, not too long ago, he's like, was that guy ever the heavyweight champion? I was like, in other companies, yeah. He's like, but he wasn't in WWF? I'm like, nope. And he goes, well, he was a big motherfucker. How does that make sense? And I was like, ugh.
You know the funny thing is Chrissy said the exact same thing. She said the exact same thing. She says, yeah, I remember Vader. He was on Boy Meets World. That guy was huge.
See,
was he ever champion?
Mm-hmm.
See, and he, yeah, that's just one more guy that they've overshadowed and fucked over.
But no, we gotta give the belt to a motherfucker who wrestles like a fucking wooden horse, who looks like a fucking taxi driver in the fucking the village, and now all of a sudden people are in an uproar. Oh, Jinder lost in India. Okay, yeah, whatever. Triple H had to give himself the big over. All right, yeah.
Well, yeah. What a surprise.
Triple H is known for being an asshole too. Didn't you know? Right. You couldn't tell from the 30 for 30 where he was like, "No one wanted to see Hogan and Flair at WCW." Yeah, no one wanted to see you against Harry Godwin. You fuck.
Yeah, I'm happy Macho never fucking put him over. He knew he was a scumbag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Earls, I know you're a click guy, but you gotta admit these guys are a bunch of assholes.
I'm not a click guy as in, like, I think they're cool. You want to know what started me liking the click, honest to God? And I didn't know they were the click back then. I like Diesel.
Fair enough.
I never liked Shawn Michaels. I didn't like Shawn Michaels until he won the belt from Bret Hart. And that was when I started to... I mean, I always knew Sean was an amazing worker and an amazing athlete, but I never really cared for him that much. I thought he was an asshole.
I like DX. Like, I didn't like... I still do, like, the... Like, I don't,
I like DX in the Attitude Era, but that was only because it was cool to like him, so everybody liked him, you know?
Yeah, no, I like DX. Preferably, if you gave me, like, a buy or sell on which DX, I would go with the one with X-Pac and New Age Outlaws in China, but... I really did like Shawn and Triple H together, you know, but, I mean, I don't know. It's just, outside of that, it's like, when I see Michaels and his babyface run, it's just too much stories, like, from, like, fucking Tatanka, and from Ahmed Johnson, and everyone's saying, oh, Sean's a piece of shit, you know, it's like, I it's tainted to me, like, that whole, like, babyface run is just tainted. I just think of, because the reason why I'm okay with DX is it's their actual personalities on camera. Yeah. We know they're assholes. We know they're sarcastic pieces of shit. And they're being that on camera, which makes it entertaining television. But back to the gender thing. Look, do I think he should have won in that country? I mean, if you were building for this guy to win the title for 6 fucking months, yes. I mean, it makes no sense why you would have him for the title for 6 months, and then all of a sudden, nope, let's have Triple H kick his ass, and now, oh, yeah, everything's fine. No, motherfucker. We still gotta deal with this guy. Hopefully they don't put the belt back on him.
Would make no fucking sense, because the guy lost clean to Triple H, and I still, like, I hate when they get these guys that are, like, 40, 50 plus, and they're still like, oh yeah, we're booking them as beating these guys that are like in their late 20s, early 30s, yeah, early 40s. Like, I'm like, sorry. In any, like, if you're, the whole point of wrestling is to simulate a fight sport, and no fucking fight sport is a 50s.
You're cutting out, Pat.
Good fucking 30-something-year-old man. I'm sorry.
You were cutting out there for a second, but I'm sure I get what you're saying there.
I gotcha, yeah. And, you know,
dude, it's like if you put, like, Ken Shamrock in the ring, or in the octagon, for that matter, against, I don't know, fucking, like, even if you put him in the ring with, like, Chael Sonnen, who's retired, or you put him in the octagon with someone that's around today, like, okay, we'll just say Conor McGregor, for instance. No fucking way is a guy nearing 50, no matter how fucking good he was in the 90s, gonna lose to Conor McGregor or anyone that's in their prime. So it's like, why are people that are older than fucking, you know, 45 years old, going over these people that are in their 30s is beyond me. And that's why people take wrestling as fucking, you know, a bunch of bullshit. Because everyone's like, okay, you fucking 50-year-old guy can't beat someone that's in their 30s. Get the hell out of here. Unless you're
like, I mean, they can book them as, like, they can beat them, but it should be like a surprise win. Like, something where it's like, they shouldn't be consistently beating guys that are, like, in the fucking 30s or 40s, you know, like, in their early 30s. Like, if it's a guy, like, I don't, like, if you have a guy who's, like, a former champion who was, like, a badass that did all this stuff, like, and he should be coming back as, like, the underdog. And if he manages to win, then it's, like, a big fucking thing. But then, after that, he should not be winning anymore. I'm sorry, like, and that's kind of, in a weird way, it's, like, good that The Undertaker, they finally retired him, because it was like, yeah, the guy, you know, like, you see the pictures of the guy can barely fucking walk, and he's like, manhandling, like, people that, like, look like fucking, like, murderers, like, that are huge, that, like, look as intimidating as he was during the 90s. Like, how do we buy him manhandling these guys?
Like, alright, for instance, good example of that. Earls, we obviously know the extent of how much you watch the show, but you see a guy like Braun Strowman, wouldn't you think, just from not watching it for so long, you see a guy that size, you think, this motherfucker's just killing everybody?
Well, yeah, I would think so. But
like, yeah, like, what do you?
On the other hand, coming from an old man's point of view, if you don't mind, I think that the older guys that have these egos, like Triple H. And see, there's your problem, his ego. He didn't go over because, you know, it was the thing to do, where it was a storyline or any of that bullshit. No, he went over because he wanted to. He went over on Gender My Balls because he wanted to. You know, because Triple H is a carbon copy of Shawn Michaels. The only problem is this carbon copy of Shawn Michaels has got the pull beyond pull beyond pull. He beat Jinder Mahal, and, you know, a lot of these older guys, they hold on to their spots with a vice grip. Hogan did it for years. Flair did it for years. A lot of these older guys do, and that's the problem with the older guys. A lot of the guys who get it, the guys who don't care to lay down for the younger guy, those are the people you need to look up to. These older guys, like Triple H, now who's an older guy, you know, that's why this kind of shit happens. There's no fucking way you're going to tell me, and I agree with you guys. There's no fucking way in hell, especially in professional wrestling, you're going to tell me that a guy like Braun Strowman is going to lay down, you know, willingly on purpose. For, you know, well, not on purpose, but in a shoot, for a guy like Ken Shamrock, you know?
Or like Brock Lesnar.
Ken Shamrock could probably still tie somebody in a knot. That's true. You know, I mean, if it was a shoot, God, I'd be terrified. But in a controlled environment, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, but like, you know, even a guy like Lesnar, who's he's supposedly going to face at the Rumble again.
I heard about that.
It's just a thing there where it's like, how the fuck is this guy gonna go in there and we gotta be convinced, oh, yeah, Brock's gonna beat him twice. Like, no! This guy's at his physical fucking peak. He's been fucking destroying everybody and everything. But yeah, back to Triple H, though, and then we'll move on. Supposedly the reason why Triple H went over was just because it was a test to see how Jinder Mahal is going to bounce back from it. It was a test to see how good Jinder Mahal really is.
A test as in, like, can he take a loss? Or is it... I don't
get
that.
A guy who was a fucking bona fide loser for years!
That's what I'm saying. He's
how is he...
Yeah, I mean, he could tell you how many ring lights are in the arena because he's counted them all. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't fucking get it, and in no way, shape, or form am I defending the Jinder Mahal character.
No, of course not. No, I get what you're saying, and then so does Pat.
I think they could have made something with him, but the problem is they dumped their highest belt on him. The guy never held a belt before that. He didn't have the Intercontinental belt. He didn't have the U.S. title. He didn't have any of the tag team belts. Wouldn't you think, I don't know, you'd put a fucking belt on him before that and build him up as a fucking, like, legitimate talent before you fucking dump a belt on him?
Exactly.
So why couldn't they just give him the U.S. title?
I would have done that. Let me ask you this.
It would have worked better with his gimmick. It would have worked better with his gimmick.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I'm so far out of the loop as far as watching it on television. I know he's got the whole Indian vibe, but I mean, they could have played up an Al Qaeda vibe with him. They could have played up an anti-American vibe with him.
They did. And,
yeah. Okay. Good. But,
They got to stop doing that. I'm sorry, but in this day and age, stop doing the anti-American gimmick. Everybody fucking does it. It's done way too much.
You beat me to it. I was going to say the problem is it's overdone.
You know who's doing somewhat of an anti-American gimmick now, but it's like completely like it's like a comedy thing kind of. I'm totally doing a 180 on this guy too. Fucking Rusev is like really stepping it up in terms of like being original in a character. Like he's coming out there with one of the vaudevillains, Aiden English, who can sing. And they do this thing now where they say, oh, in Bulgaria, it's Rusev Day. So now he has a shirt that says Happy Rusev Day. And they made, like, a song parody of, instead of the 12 days of Christmas, it's the 12 days of Rusev Day.
Wow.
And, like, Aiden comes out there and sings it.
God, that's a heat getter right there. I mean, that's heat gold right there.
It's a heat getter, but it's actually like getting people like the smart fans to chant Rusev Day, and like he's actually getting cheered. They even made a parody song of him. do you want you guys want me play a clip of this real quick?
Play me a little taste if you don't mind. I'd like to hear it.
It's blatantly obvious. What the form of it is, like, you know, what the song of itself is a parody of. But okay, all right, here we go. Okay.
Bulgarian brute, you know I'm Machka. I train the fighter. I'm the venom in his little teeth. You know I'm the jungle. I mean the lion in the Bulgarian jungle. I kinda butchered that line. Cause it's the Rusev Day.
Rusev Day.
Yeah, it's my day.
It's my day.
Today is Rusev Day.
Rusev Day.
I Machka every day.
Machka.
Machka, Machka.
I always.
That'd be great if the song was in English.
No, Machka means crush.
I know, I was making a joke.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Like, all I needed to see this music video and like more of this gimmick, and I'm like, all right, I totally do a 180 on Rusev. Like, if this is his character, like a giant, like brooding man, who's like, well, he's not giant, like he's wide as fuck, but he's not tall, but like a guy who's like pretty much built. Just walking around being like being a dick like that in like a funny way. Yeah, why not? No one's doing this gimmick.
Why didn't they give him the fucking belt?
You know what would have made sense if he did the Rusev Day thing while being champion.
Yeah. That would have been a moneymaker.
Right, yes.
That would have been a moneymaker.
I can see him getting over as a babyface. You know?
I can see it too.
Give it a little time. Let that gimmick thing build, you know, and then somehow, and he needs to have a belt for it to get over. Then have somehow he gets the title, and then he gets fucked out of it, and then he can go on this big rampage, and the fans will naturally flock behind him. Because,
you know, what would be hilarious? They put like he gets the belt, and he puts like a big instead of having the big stupid fucking W, he puts a sticker of his face on the title belt.
At this point, a sticker of Santa Claus would look better than that big fucking W. I hate that fucking belt. God, that's got to be the one. That's got to be the only belt that I've never liked in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know what sucks though? Like, I had a conversation with my friend at work where it's like, the past couple years, you have to have the belts grow on you to like really accept them. Where it's like, back in the day, it's like, you were able to see a belt, and you're immediately like, that's a fucking championship. Like, even, like, the belts in Japan, like, you look at them, you're like, that's a fucking title. Like,
they are
that's,
pretty.
you know the U.S. title, right? In Japan?
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
the red strap? Yeah, that's a fucking championship.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and,
The Ring of Honor belts look nice, the PWG belts look nice.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, help me out here. Are they still a thing? But the Dragon Gate guys, their belts were gorgeous.
Dragon Gate is defunct, but they that company does own Evolve now. Dragon Gate. I think they closed down 2014, 2013. But yeah, those belts were great. The Enter the Gate championship or whatever the hell it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like those belts. All seriousness, CZW belts are not that bad. Lucha belts are really nice. TNA belts back in the day, I did like back in like right in like 2007 or so.
I like their old X Division belts. They look
the
good.
X Division belt was beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I take nothing away from that. Yeah, because I agree with you. You know, even though it's a prop. It's got to be a convincing-looking prop.
You know what? I missed, like, the gimmick belts, too, to a certain extent. Because they used to come out with a lot of, like, different gimmick belts, and they would change belts every... You know, like, oh, this guy, you know, he's a big heel, you know, he changed the belt to, like, suit himself. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, kind of like the Austin Smoking Skull belt.
Yeah, no, well, like, I'm surprised. I'm sorry, Pat, go ahead.
They didn't do that, like, they haven't done that since Cena. Like, they haven't changed the like, they brought in the spinner belt, and then I think they overused the spinner belt. It's weird, because you know what? For a company that keeps, like, boasting about, oh, we're making, you know, record money in this quarter, but you sure aren't spending like you're making a ton of money there.
That's true.
Hey, guys, you know who I'm surprised never got his own belt? Fucking Hogan.
You know?
I mean, like, wouldn't you think because of the ego? Like, in a way,
ego alone, yeah.
I mean, in a way, Flair had his own belt.
No, Flair did have his own belt.
Yeah,
the gold belt was his.
I mean, it wasn't like a direct thing where it's like, oh, the belt says Ric Flair on it, but, you know, it's clear as day, that's the Flair belt. That's what everyone calls it, the Flair belt.
Actually, the belt did say Ric Flair on it.
Yeah.
The original big gold belt did.
Well, they made it to where it was like switch plates that are like interchangeable.
That, believe it or not, I'm glad we brought this up. The original belt that Flair had made was a real belt that he had made for himself. There was a second belt made with the exchangeable plate, because the one that Flair has, it's still his, is the original that has the Ric Flair that's actually put right into the belt.
They took that away from him.
Not that one. If you watch the match between I want to say it was him and Sting. You can see that when Flair comes down to defend the title, it's that nameplate belt. It's not his belt. But the one that he dropped to Ricky in 89, that was his belt, you know, and all that stuff. So it was pretty cool.
Remember the crappy knockoff one that WWF had to come up with because they got a hit with the cease and desist to have the belt on WWF Network? No, now I know why they like doing that.
I'm not gonna lie, like, them to make, like, to put the WWE stamp on the top, I was like, no. And then,
yeah,
like, they,
no, no,
and
well,
then,
I'm
and then
the
they,
knockoff one that they gave Flair, because Flair used to be on, he was on WWF Network when he came over, and,
in the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s,
yeah, that's
came
right.
Over and had his run.
That belt, the one that they gave him for house shows, was the tag team title. That was when they gave him for house shows, and then
they made a knockoff, digitally
blur it out. Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking
about.
They
made a knockoff,
right.
Big Gold, because they at first he was using the WCW Big Gold belt,
right.
And they got hit with the cease and desist.
And
gee,
who
does that sound like?
Well, when that happened, just so they'd have something for him to carry out to the ring, they gave him the tag belt. And then that was while they had to make another belt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cause
and they had to make it sort of look like it, but it couldn't say, like, WCW World Champion on it.
Right, and seeing Flair wanted to use his belt, but it was exactly like the one they were going to use in WCW. So they said they weren't allowed to do that because of the cease and desist. And then WCW came up with the brainchild of, well, let's make a belt that looks like WWF's belt and stick it to them. You know,
well,
and
you know what I'm going to say is,
even though that belt was pretty, they had there's no competition.
All I'm going to say about this entire, that this belt design is for a belt, mm-hmm. in which the design is basic as fuck. There is so many fucking versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even funny. Like, in this belt, and then, like, isn't there a website now called, like, Fondue Belts or whatever that, like, makes them?
Yeah, you can buy them, like, real cheap, too.
Yeah,
wasn't
you can
that
buy,
the,
you
that
buy
the
them for, like,
$150, $200.
I got the one. Let me see. I got it right here. Hang on.
Well, what I mean is, wasn't that like the original one that you could buy?
I think so. Hang on. Mine's actually from Figures Toy Company, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1999. Yeah, Figure Toy Company released this one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got this in Sea Caucus when I met Flair back in 99, but he had told my dad how much he paid for it, for his version. Do you want to know? I'm sure you know the price, Earls, but give me a guess.
I do,
what
but
you
go ahead. Go ahead and tell.
Should I make you give a guess? All right, fine. He paid $25,000.
$25,000 was the
Was that so hard?
No. But we like drawing things out. We're dramatic, damn it.
It's called build up, damn it.
Yeah, damn it. You're killing the fucking gimmick, bro. What the hell?
I'm killing. Fuck you.
That's it. He killed the fucking town. We're done. Oh god. You know what? Fuck you, Eric, because I'm about ready to say it. We were heading to a show this one. And as we drove in, there was
that's when we had butt sex.
Telling you. No, that was after the show. As we drove in, we drove past literally every block had a cemetery. And we were just like quiet and weirded out, and I was like, well, I guess we just killed the town, boys. You know? Because somebody had to say it, and I don't care. So I said, looks like we killed the town, boys. Let's go home. And we all had a big laugh over it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it was one of those nervous laughs, like, yeah, ha, 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 ha. You know.
All I know is eventually when this show could get T-shirts, we need a T-shirt that says we were at a show once.
One time, yes. Oh my god! You know, Stacy says the same thing. She's like, "Your best story start off with you, me, and Joey were." You know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
She's right. You know?
Earl, we've known each other now for almost 7 years already. And I can tell you that the two things I hear you start with a sentence has always been, we were at a show once, or, so me and Joey.
That's, yeah. And it was funny because that's who I was in the car with, was Joey. So yeah, we were, yeah. God.
Or you're fired.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, I don't hear that. Not as much as we were at a show once, or me and Joey.
I got fired. I did get fired once. Did I ever tell you that?
Go ahead.
I got fired once. end of story. No. We were sitting on the porch of a Cracker Barrel, of all fucking things. Me and this promoter, Joey, decided he was going to go, and it was a 3-day run, and it was the third day, and it was a Sunday, and it was just a dead show, so it really didn't make a difference, and Joey's girlfriend and him wanted to go to a monster truck thing. Well, she wanted to go. He wanted to go to the wrestling, but, you know, she had pussy, so therefore she wins. And so he said, just tell, you know, the guy, just tell him that, you know, I just had to get caught. I had to go to work. I was like, all right, fine. You know, so I had a ride home, so I didn't care. And we were like 200 miles away from home, or pretty far away from home. And so we're all sitting there, and we just had lunch at Cracker Barrel, and we're getting ready to head to the show. But before we did that, we decided to sit on the porch. Because I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Cracker Barrel restaurant, but it's very rustic, and there are wicker rocking chairs and on the front porch. It's very country setting. The food's amazing, and you can just sit and relax and eat and whatever. Well, anyway, afterwards, you're welcome to sit on the rocking chairs and digest and just let the world pass you by and just relax a little. It's really, really nice.
So that's how you got fired? You broke the chair?
No. Fuck you. No. So the guy knew something was up because, you know, Joey just doesn't up and leave. You know what I mean? He doesn't just miss a show. It's not like him. So he's like, Alfie, I know you know what's going on. I was like, he got called into work, man. That's all I know. He goes, Alfie, tell me the truth. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, you know what? Fuck you. You're fired. And I said, Joey's at the monster truck pull. And he wanted to go because his girlfriend said he wanted. Oh, I fucking threw him directly under the bus. And he goes, okay, you're hired again. You know.
Wow, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, well, no, Joey knew I was going to tell on him. He didn't care. And, but the funny thing was, Joey was one of the top draws, so it wasn't like he was going to get fired, you know. He just, Jim just, the promoter just wanted to know, you know, what the fuck was going on. He's like, where the hell's Joey? And it was funny, he thought it was funny that I was covering for him. He goes, my God, we're not, he goes, you guys aren't 16 years old, and I didn't catch you smoking a joint in the fucking basement. I just want to know where the hell he is, you know.
So. Well, you know what? You know what, kids? You want to know what Uncle JR's story all comes down to? If he could throw Joey Austin under the bus, none of y'all are safe.
Nobody's safe. Let me tell you about Joey throwing me under the fucking bus once. And
that's how 60 people died.
That's it. Man, fuck you. It was 70. It was 73.
Man, what a road bump.
Actually, it was 72 and a half because that one guy was a midget. Anyway,
Did you watch?
JR, did you watch?
I missed my mom. Anyway, me and Joey were having a disagreement, and just for shits and giggles, he thought it would be cute to go up and tell the Marks that I was the one who drew all those pictures of the wrestlers because I would put my shoot name on the back of them. I would never sign them Sir Alfred. And luckily, the fans didn't believe it. But yeah, he thought that would be cute, and I was like, okay, prick. So later on, managing a match against him, and I said, so, breaking my gimmick, are you? And I popped him in the head. He went, I'm sorry. Popped him in the head again just because I could. So yeah. Yeah. I've had some times, but anyway. So we got a pay per view to.
Yeah, we got a pay-per-view this Sunday, but, you know, let's hit up the synopsis. Let's get some shit out of the way.
Let's talk about the good pay-per-view.
All right, well, Pat, do you want to talk about... I was going to do the pay-per-views at the end of this show. Do you want to...
All right, well, we can talk about it at the end of the show, then.
Yeah. Let's get into... I'm looking here. Well, I kind of been trying to put this off, but I'll just bring it up. So, Rich Swann got arrested this week. I will explain the whole thing, but I just want to say, to cover my own ass, one, this kind of came out of nowhere. Two, yes, I've met the guy many times. Yes, I do have him as a friend on Facebook right now. No, I'm not going to unfriend him. Because this is his personal business, not anyone else's. What happened is what happened. I'm sure he's, as a man, he'll make it right. But I just want to say, you know, it's unfortunate that shit like this happens, but you never know what happens with couples. So, anyway, he's married to an indie girl by the name of Sue Young. I believe she's a Japanese girl. And she was working a show. I think he picked her up. I forget where it was this weekend. But so what happened, he was in a car with her or whatever. And he's like heavily critiquing her over a match or whatever that she just did on the weekend. And they're in the middle of like traffic or the middle of the road or whatever. And so she gets out of the car and he's like, running after her or whatever, and she's like saying, get away from me, he's like saying, get the fuck back in here, or something along those lines, grabs her, gets her aggressively in a headlock, dragging her back to the car, and, you know, please come by.
That's horrible, I'm sorry I'm laughing, but you put her in a fucking headlock, are you serious? What the fuck?
Yeah, and then while she was in the headlock, he was she was screaming for help, which I hate to say this. I'm trying to find where the fuck this is.
That's the best work shoot I've ever heard.
Oh, I swear to God, I'm fucking.
I guess this is in Florida. But all right, yeah, fine. All right, with all due respect to Rich Swann, I'm gonna just flat out say it. You guys are a bunch of marks. I'm going to flat out and say it. When a guy of color in Florida is grabbing a girl and she's screaming help, yeah, that don't look good. That don't look good by any means. I'm just saying what happens in Florida. Nothing good happens there. So,
did you see his mugshot?
No, I purposely...
No, I didn't.
Look at his mugshot. I'm actually going to send it.
Don't send it to me,
I'm
Pat.
I'm going
to
see it.
Or if you do, I'm not looking at it. I refuse.
Why? He got arrested. It happened.
He looks like Kofi Kingston had rough sex with R-Truth.
All right, that's one thing I will give you that and say yes.
I mean, I'm just saying. And
he got caught for like a misdemeanor pot possession.
Yeah, he does. He says it's almost as if he's like, I'm busted, but you know, it's okay. And,
oh God.
But you know, what this really boils down to? It just sounds to me like whatever you do, don't critique this woman in any way. Because apparently she can't handle a critique.
Yeah, I guess so.
And she's pretty. I mean, she's a very pretty girl. But a pretty face don't mean you can work, motherfucker.
No, she can work.
Can she? Okay. That was going to be my next thing. Can she actually work? You know?
Yeah,
she's lucky he didn't hit her with the pile driver.
So now you're saying that's funny. So you're saying that he was yelling for help or she was yelling for help?
No, Soo Young was yelling for help.
Ah.
So
yes,
that's why I'm saying I know she's not white,
so a brother grabbing a Japanese chick in the middle of a traffic jam and have her in a headlock and she's screaming for help. Yeah, it's a wonder he didn't get shot. Because Florida,
ma'am,
I'm going
to save you from that black man who's trying to rape you.
Yeah, they have the fucking Klan down there, man. I mean, that's no joke down there.
Yeah, you don't fuck around there, man. Jesus
those
Christ.
Swear to God, they have the actual Ku Klux fucking Klan. They're scary. Jesus. Man, fuck Florida.
Right. No, he should have just let her fucking run off.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, bye, go ahead, shoot, see ya. You know,
I'm not gonna try to put her in the fucking chicken wing and to bring her back into the fucking car.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Remember when that black guy managed to save that girl who was being held captive and she broke free and she ran directly to him and he was being interviewed on the news and says, "What's wrong with this picture? A white girl runs to a man looking like me. You know something wrong." And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, I mean... Tell it how it is, Bobby.
I'm just saying. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, that was on national fucking news. That girl was abducted, was held captive for like 20... Yeah.
This isn't the first time this shit happened. I mean,
it won't be the last. Yeah, hell, him and Rebby Sky have all but killed each other.
Yeah. I mean, they've bounced back from it. I mean, it might hurt him a little bit in WWE, but he was already, he's in the fucking cruiserweights. It's already been the kiss of death.
Yeah.
He'll bounce back. You know, if they reconcile and he goes to like some kind of anger management, or they go to some couples counseling, and if he's been beating the fuck out of her, then she can go, leave. You know, the guy obviously is fucking nuts if he's putting you in a goddamn fucking chokehold. It's like trying to fucking Crispin Wall your ass.
I wasn't going to go with Benoit, but damn. Yeah.
I just hope for his sake he bounces back. And no, I'm not saying it because I was friendly with him over the years. I'm just saying it because, it sucks that you see shit like this nowadays. And, like, it ruins fucking careers, especially with everything that's been going on with all the sexual accusations and all that. And I know it's not a sexual thing, but it's still, like, a man versus a woman case where, like, we haven't heard enough of that in the past, like, 6 months.
It's fucking everywhere. And even if a guy like Garrison fucking Keillor can be brought up on charges, nobody is safe.
Oh, you heard about Mario Batali?
Mario fucking Batali! I mean, what the hell? Who the hell did he come on to? A fucking noodle?
Hey, baby. You want?
Hey, you baby. Want you want to try my?
Hey, you want a piece of my al dente macaroni?
Hey, Mario Batali. Hey, I got a cannoli here. You want to try it? Hey.
Oh no, that's probably how, what he said. You want to suck the cream out of my cannoli?
There you go. Yeah. You know the one cook, if you have to bring up a celebrity chef being busted for that, the one person I could actually see would be Lagasse. Emeril.
I could see a guy that does what's the one with the spiky blonde hair that does
Gordon Ramsay?
No, not Gordon Ramsay.
Guy Fieri,
yeah.
Yes, I could see him doing that.
Some about Guy Fieri always struck me as a guy that he doesn't look like he gets laid.
No, he's a big family man. He has his kids on his show all the time.
He looks like the guy that after he gets done eating fucking pancakes in Iowa, he just sits sits home with a fucking 12-pack of Coors and just goes, let me just be left alone for a little bit. Stop thinking about food.
Pretty much, yeah.
And he's like, all right, kids, go play outside. Let Pop just sit here with my 12-pack. All right, let me watch some sports in the news. Yeah, he doesn't look like a guy that's gonna go to a fucking diner and go, "Hey, baby."
I'm on TV, like, it makes me famous.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that type of guy. Guy Fieri, I can't see really doing that. Don't get me wrong, he looks like a weird enough guy, but he just doesn't strike me as someone that would be that, like, forward. So.
Right.
You know, but, yeah. But anyway, moving on here. Okay, so, Pat, would you like to discuss how, because you and I are pretty big fans of this guy, Minoru Suzuki in Japan. I'm going to bring up the topic here. I know it's very gross, but do you want to discuss the joke you and I have between Minoru Suzuki and this guy, Takeshi Iizuka, for those that don't know?
Yeah, the joke is we really do think these two eat motherfuckers.
The joke is they
straight up eat people. Like, they're fucking, they look terrifying. Part of Izuka's gimmick is that he bites people. He fucking bites the shit out of them. So there's like a running gimmick that Izuka eats people and Minoru Suzuki eats kids. So that's the running joke in KTR when it comes to these two guys. Well, yeah. To our surprise, Japan got a little bit weirder.
So, for those that
wait a minute, you mean that's possible?
Yeah, apparently. Alright, so.
The gimmick, Bobby, you ruined the gimmick!
Sorry, go ahead.
Alright, so, for those that get grossed out by anything related to cannibalism, please mute us or skip ahead to, let's say, 3 minutes from now.
Yeah, because, people, the other white meat.
Yeah, ooh. So, alright, so.
They're all white meat, one pig anyway, so.
Alright, so 3 minutes from now, if you get grossed out, come back to us. So, I'm going to say start right now. So, there's a place.
Baby back ribs.
There's a place in Tokyo which now sells human meat. And the way they get it is people that die donate themselves. If they don't feel like donating themselves to science or anything else, they donate themselves to this place in Tokyo for $38.50. Like, it matters because you're dead. And, yeah. So, they, what the fuck? And supposedly you gotta pay, like, what the fuck? Like, I think it's like a couple grand or whatever to eat here or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I've heard of this, but I was surprised that, yeah, that's just,
yeah.
Why am I surprisingly getting hungry?
You fat fuck.
I'm telling you. I can tell you right now, they're there's not going to be a McPeoples anywhere in America anytime soon, but...
Yeah, that's kind of illegal here.
That's, yeah, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You can, like, mix it into other foods, make things like Soylent Green, you know. Soylent Green is people!
Yeah, it's funny, too, because, you know, you could actually fool people, because a lot of people won't know, and it's funny, because you said the same word I was going to say, Pat. You said long pig. I was gonna, you know, people don't know what lamb fries are, and what they are is, you know, they're sheep balls, but you could advertise it on the menu as long pig, and people aren't going to know what the fuck that is, not generally. And you can have somebody sitting there eating the shit out of it going, this is good. It's like, do you know what you're eating? That's your Uncle Pat.
Whoa.
You know, so see, I'm subtle.
Your ass before you ate me.
I am subtle with my comebacks, man. I mean, but I get them in. But no, God, what the fuck is wrong with Japan? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Earl, do you want us to give you a trip to Japan?
No, I'm good.
Well, it'll be one way.
No, really, I'm good. I mean, you know,
enough on you to feed like a family of family 12.
Not anymore, motherfucker. I'm not even a value meal size anymore.
What happens to Japan stays in Japan.
No, not necessarily. Not if you eat and then travel.
Once you go to Japan, you ain't coming back. You coming back next to a fucking plate of mashed potatoes. How you doing?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, do you think they make, like, teriyaki people?
I guarantee you there's no Japanese guy standing next to a fat guy going, you go now, you go to kitchen, you go now. You've been here 4 hours, you're ready to go.
I would love for someone, you know, like in those cases where someone, like, wakes up, like, after they're dead and they've already been, like, embalmed and shit. I would love for a situation where they like, sell the guy, they think he's dead, but he's, like, in some, like, you know, cardiac arrest for a little bit, and they didn't realize that his breathing and everything were still there. So they sell, like, the dead body to the place, and then as they're trying to, like, about to, he just wakes the fuck up, and then, like, they start trying to hit him in the head with the pussy.
Zombie! We've already paid for him! Crack, kill!
Oh, God. Out come the katana swords. Motherfucker, no!
Hey, to steal a quote from Wrestling Soup, hey, guys, old Jeffrey Dahmer had to do his wait a couple years.
Yeah, exactly. His eating trend came up, man.
Now the band Cannibal Corpse can actually live their gimmick.
Oh, God.
that's the best reaction I've ever heard to that.
No, that's the bad thing about that is that because weirdly enough, that's kind of how you get like the prion diseases, like fucking.
That's how mad cow fucking exists, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, like they mix like brain matter and cow into the cow's food, so they thought they you know would get like proteins and stuff. Apparently, if that cow has like something wrong with its like proteins and has like a prion disease, you get that. And that's how, like, that disease already exists. Like, the human form of mad cow is called Kuru, and they only exist in Samoa, because that's where fucking people eat each other. So, situations like that could end up where people eat that and end up getting, like, fucking Kuru or some kind of, like, new human prion disease.
Right.
So basically, this is how the zombie apocalypse starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I should note that I am part Samoan, so.
Oh, shit.
You Tongan motherfucker.
It got real fucking quiet when I said that.
You Tongan motherfucker.
I'm telling you, man.
We got too many Samoans on TV. We don't need more on the podcast world, all right?
Hey, 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 don't be dissing the island boys, motherfucker, all right?
How are you Samoan?
It was on my mom's side, believe it or not.
You mean to tell me you got Ancestry.com?
No, okay. Long story short, my mom did not know her dad because my grandma and grandpa split up before she was born. Mom was raised in New York, with her mom. My grandpa lived his life here, okay? When we moved back to West Virginia in 1985, my mom wanted to find out where she came from. She wanted to know who her father was. Unfortunately, grandpa had already passed away. So through meeting cousins and all that stuff, she got a lot of her ancestry, facts from them. And Dexter Huffman was his name. Everybody called him Tater. Don't ask. And he was Italian Samoan. Was the family background.
That's nice. A fucking weird combination.
Tell me about it. But yep. It's like I tell people all the time, it's like, look at my nose, it's not the nose of a white guy. You know. It's
so
not.
How aren't you pushing in Vince McMahon's WWF?
What is it?
How aren't you pushed into Vince McMahon's WWF?
Yeah, really. Like, how are you not over?
I was a
with
baby
them?
When that happened, so you know.
Well, you're Samoan now. You could just go and say, "Look, hey, I'm Samoan."
That's true. I could get a job.
I want a title.
Yeah, I want a belt, and I have more charisma than that fucking Roman guy you got. So come on. You know.
Hey, all you gotta do is put on a tactical vest and jerk off your arm and get long hair. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, well shit, if that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But, yeah. So anyway, back.
I found out, I did the ancestry thing and I found out I'm like fucking like 5% Middle Eastern, so. Guess what?
I'm thinking of doing it.
I can make Middle Eastern jokes now.
To be fair, I always made Middle Eastern jokes. I didn't care.
You're just racist.
Yeah, you're racist, po-dog Samoan bastard.
Fuck you, you fucking Polak. I mean, you know.
I gotta do this ancestry.
How can you not fucking tell he's really a Polak? Just listen to him talk for 10 minutes.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay.
I'm throwing my microphone down. Thank you guys are giving him.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus, okay.
Dude, it's only $70 now?
What's that?
For Ancestry? Oh fuck.
Yeah,
it was like 59 or 60 last week.
I want to get that Rosetta Stone. I want to get that Rosetta Stone and try and, you know, they say it's really easy to learn from them. I'd like to check it out. For the different languages, you know?
I do want to do it to learn more Polish and Japanese.
Yeah, see, I want to learn,
and,
you know,
and,
I want to learn more
German.
Instead of Spanish slang, I want to know Spanish. Did you know that my brother-in-law, God rest his soul, was Puerto Rican, 100% Puerto Rican, and he fucking failed high school Spanish because he could not speak the proper language. He grew up basically speaking what they call nowadays Spanglish.
Right.
And he got a failing mark in his class because of that. And it took the irony, you know. You're a fucking Puerto Rican guy, and you fucking fail fucking Spanish because you're speaking Spanglish. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, they should make allowances. And I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to sound off the road, but I mean, if you're of that descent, you know, I don't know how, but there should be a thing.
No, if it's backwards, broken fucking Spanish, yeah, you maybe should have failed.
That's true. But
speaking of backwards, broken speaking, let's talk about Mia Khalifa.
Okay, so Ronda Rousey, as we all know, is heading to WWE, and all of a sudden, someone decided that former porn star Mia Khalifa can have an opinion on fucking what matters in sports. So, Do you want me guys to just say what happened, or do you want me to have the audio speak for itself?
Oh,
on
I'm
what
gonna
you said?
Get the no. You know what? Just say what. I don't want to hear what that skank has to say.
Yeah.
No, I want, but I kind of want her to. I kind of want her to make the make her look like the fool that she is for saying this. Okay. So okay, I got it right here. Let me. Justice. Okay, here we go.
She was probably putting a play on Fight Night.
You think that
maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Conceivable.
But another person that made their money in the ring is Ronda Rousey, and she's close to finalizing a deal to join the WWE. Do you think this is the right move for her career, Mia?
This is where her career will go to die. Absolutely not. I have no respect for the WWE. I don't think it's a real sport. So, I think that's where her career will go to die.
Well, she crashed WrestleMania in 2015. We've seen plenty of stars take their star status and make it even higher by joining wrestling. Gil, Mia's against it. Do you?
It's not a sport.
But it's
fans. It's choreography.
I know. Yeah. But that's the best thing for her career after she got her ass knocked out.
That's embarrassing. Twice. You go twice, from twice. Real fights to wearing a sequin unitard and pretending to fight?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than getting hit in the face.
You don't want to get hit anymore.
Oh, absolutely. But get a show on fucking ESPN or Bravo or something and train people to fight. Do something respectful.
She's done acting before, too.
But to her credit, she might get more money by going
to
WWE.
Yeah, she will. She will be the biggest thing in the show.
That's fair. But, yeah, okay. All right.
She'll be the biggest thing in the
show. I didn't take money into factor. Yeah. I just took, like, self-respect.
Who cares? There's a big boxing match on this weekend. Lomachenko, Rigondo.
Boxing's more fake than wrestling. Fuck.
So, can someone explain to me how a porn star is going to talk, give a lecture about self-respect?
Tell me about it.
I'm gonna read a quote from Hurricane Helms here.
I just read that, and I don't know if you heard me laughing, but that was hilarious.
Thank you, Shane Helms. You're a fucking gem. I'm not going to get upset that a porn star doesn't respect pro wrestling. She's entitled to her opinion. Our bodies take a pounding, and well, so does hers. Yeah, fuck that skank. What the hell does she have in any capacity to lecture anyone about self-respect or anything about, she's a porn star. She's getting on wrestling about the fact that wrestling is more real than what she does. Because basically she has to lay there and take it from a guy and pretend that she... Actually, you know what? I'm going to scratch that. I think what she does is very similar to wrestling. Because she lays there, fakes it, and gets pinned.
So you mean to tell me that fucking getting 12 inches of fucking, of a fucking dick down your throat is more of a self-respect factor than fucking taking bumps 300 nights a year?
I'm making the joke that, it's very similar.
I know, it is similar.
She's getting pinned and she's getting, you know, whacked with the, you know, she's getting the kendo stick shoved somewhere where the sun don't shine.
I know it's something stupid to be, like, annoyed with, but I think... Like, okay,
it's
her...
It's just a common
her
thing
talking
that people don't respect it, but then when you have someone... who's a fucking legitimate porn star. And not even a real porn star. She's like a bullshit one that's on like...
But she's retired now.
Oh, she's retired. She's retired.
Yeah.
Oh. I think there's been like... She's like the type of one that's like been... You know what? No, she. You know what she's been coming out with? She's been like trying to talk to like... Like sports stars, and then when they respond back to her, she flames them on her Twitter.
Oh, like, okay.
I mean, her on Twitter
so this
is fine.
The type of person that
but
we're talking about.
She does, but she doesn't have the fucking She didn't have the fucking rep to go on to a sports show, regardless of the stature of the sports show, to talk about another athlete and what the other athlete wants to do. If she was another... Okay, if this was Misha Tate or anyone in UFC saying, oh, this is where Ronda Rousey's career will go to die, blah, 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 saying exactly what Mia said, people would look at that more as, okay, this is someone that's doing a real sport, throwing shade at a sport that's choreographed. That's fine. But someone that's on the outside, that you're known for fucking taking dicks up the ass, and by the way, your family fucking disowned you because of that, because of their religion, and you're a fucking third-wave feminist, but yes, no, it's against it's against self-respect to be a pro wrestler, but it's totally fine to be a porn star. Go fuck yourself. I don't care how hot people think you are. I don't care how factually good-looking or hot you are.
She's actually not that hot.
She's really not. Yeah.
She's got... Yeah.
I was just watching some of her work, and honestly, I've seen better.
Like,
the Sunny video was actually more entertaining.
All right, now you're just being stupid.
No, I was trying to be mean. Fuck that fucking bitch. I mean, you know, well, not me. I mean, several others have already done that, but...
Nah, I don't know. I think she's a good-looking girl. I don't.
I don't think she's even remotely attractive.
I mean, her personality kind of sucks.
Remember that greasy Muslim comment that you gave to Rusev?
By the way,
now that we like Rusev, can we like take that off of him and give it to her then?
Fair enough.
And
but here's the problem.
Up in the wrong area.
Here's the problem with that. Rusev actually isn't Muslim. Mia Khalifa is. That will get us fucking killed. Or maybe not. Who knows?
Hey, I
gotta live. I got shit to do, so you know.
We all got shit to do. We don't want to get shipped out to Japan here, right?
No, fuck no. I don't want to end up a plate of mugu gai pan.
That's Chinese, you fucking racist.
Well, whatever the fuck it is, I don't fucking know. I wonder if you eat a. if you eat a plate of people, are you hungry an hour later?
Again, that's Chinese.
Oh my god.
Oh, Rose, I love you, you ignorant bastard.
Fuck you, I was making a joke, god dang.
Yeah, but your joke doesn't add up because we're talking about Japanese people and you're talking about Chinese people.
It all tastes the fucking same, motherfucker. I mean, you know, down here it does. No, in my defense, I live in Podunk, West Virginia. It all fucking tastes the same down here. You can go to, I swear to God, in my mall, there is a Japanese place called Sako, and there is a Chinese place called the Panda Express, not Panda Express, the China.
You're basing Japanese and Chinese food from the fast food equivalent of both.
Well, where the fuck are they gonna get it, motherfucker? They don't have fucking Chinese corners down here, okay? Again, Podunk, West by God, Virginia.
You are no longer a New Yorker, my friend. You're every ounce of New Yorker you ever had is gone.
It's been gone for years, man. I've been serving my sentence down here since I was a kid. I still don't know what the fuck I did to do that, but you know, I promise I'll never do it again if they let me come home.
Yeah, no, sorry, man. You're one of them. You've been one of them for 30 something years. Sorry.
One of us.
By God.
If I had never seen Earls, I probably like. If I never saw a picture of you, I'd actually probably think you looked like Cletus from The Simpsons.
Oh. that hurts. Oh, you fucking bastard! Oh my god. What the fuck, man?
I said I've seen a picture of you.
That's really not any better. No. Anyway, oh god. So Japan's eating people, and a Middle Eastern porn star is giving Ronda Rousey shit. That's just dumb. She has, oh God. I think, honestly, to be honest, I think the Hurricane said it best.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get any better than that. But you know, but anyway, no pun intended. Fuck her.
Fuck her in the ass, which I'm sure she's had done many, many times.
She has, but it's on camera. But anyway, onto something good. I wanted to bring this up. This is just a quick side thing. Two side things like we got here. Good Andre story is told by Big Show. They have a show called WWE Ride Along.
I watched this. This was good.
Yeah, so Big Show's in the car with Kurt, and Big Show tells a story about he heard about Andre and Hogan, where Hogan was trying to impress this chick. I think it was like could have been during the 70s or whatever. And so he's working a match with Andre, and at the time Andre wasn't a big fan of Hogan. He didn't like Hogan just yet. So Hogan's trying to impress this girl. He's flexing her, looking at her. So Andre's at the corner, has Hogan in the corner, sitting on him. Takes a mean shit on Hogan's chest, and then just looks at this chick with eye contact and goes, "Ha ha! How do you like him now?"
Oh my God!
I never heard that story, and once I heard that, I popped. Like I had to leave the room. I couldn't stop laughing. that's like talk about foreshadowing what Hogan deserved.
Oh no!
Why didn't you just do that during the 80s? Jesus Christ!
Right?
Imagine if he did that during WrestleMania.
That's what I was going to say. Hulk was already shitting bricks that he was afraid Andre wasn't going to put him over anyway.
Yeah.
And, the story goes, he went to Vince several fucking times. Are you sure Andre's going to do business? Are you sure Andre's going to do the owners? Are you sure this? Are you sure that? And, you know, I'm just like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? I was just telling an Andre story last weekend. I was telling him about how he got the Freebirds fired.
Really?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wait, Pat, you don't know that story?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, the Freebirds finally got their big push. You know, they had made enough noise in Texas that, and I'm sure Fritz had something to do with it. But he got him a start date for Vince. Well, they come in and they think they're hot shit because they're the Freebirds, and they just had this big pull with the Von Erichs and blah blah blah. Well, here's the thing: is you might be hot shit in Texas, motherfucker, but you're in New York, and Andre is king shit. Well, they come walking in and they think they own the fucking locker room, and they're doing their Freebird stuff and all this. It was mainly Michael Hayes, Robert, and Buddy were not Buddy. Buddy and Terry were trying to be as respectful and quiet as they could. They weren't as bad as Michael. Michael P.S. Hayes though comes in and he's throwing his weight around literally, and Andre's trying to play cards and doing his thing backstage like he does. Finally, he gets pissed off and tells him to get out of the locker room. You're fired. He actually said, "You're fired." And they're like, "Who the fuck are you to say we're fired? You know, fuck you." And Andre basically said, "All right, I'll be right back." He gets up, he leaves, he comes back with Big Vince, because this was Big Vince. This wasn't Vinny, this was Big Vince. And he goes, "Either they go or I go."
I could totally have seen fucking Terry Gordy just sitting there drinking a fucking bottle of Jack by himself, and then Andre takes it and just goes, "More now."
Pretty much, yeah. I can see the same thing myself, yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of a legend attacking another wrestler, let's talk about Jericho attacking Kenny Omega.
Dude.
So now, what I read, is this a shoot, or what happened?
No, oh. This is a work, Bubby. This is a work.
Well, I know it's a work, but I'm just saying, was it like a shoot work, or was it a work, or whatever? Or...
They're leading to the match in January 4th.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna show. Did you see when Kenny retaliated?
I saw like the clip of him attacking him, but I didn't see like the press conference in terms of.
You should have heard his promo. There was a guy laughing in the background. And he said, "Why are you laughing, fuckface?"
All right, Earls, I'm gonna send it to you. Okay, the original clip. All right.
Gonna send you the Kenny Omega attacking Chris Jericho.
All right.
I'm gonna send that to Eric.
Okay, hang on. I'm sending this to you right now, Bub.
Okay, Bub.
All right, go to. All right, go to that 232.
Mana, you said 232, right?
Yes.
All right, let me go there.
All right, now I just got yours, Pat. Okay. All right. Let me know when you're there.
All right, now I gotta go through this. Here.
All right, so yeah, for those that I'm sure, I mean, you had to be living in a rock to not know what's been going on. They're building up to it, and to the match in Wrestle Kingdom between the two, and Jericho comes out of nowhere, like no one knew he was going to be in Japan this weekend, and he just beats the shit out of Kenny, hits him with code breakers, hits him with the belt.
There's a part where he co-breakers Don Callis.
You gave away the fucking thing, damn it. Earls don't know yet.
I'm watching.
Alright, wait till you see around 3:15 or whatever.
That's a beautiful wrestling belt.
Yep.
Did he gig?
I'm glad you caught on, because a lot of people... I had to tell people.
Oh, because...
But it was done so well that...
You can watch it. I mean, if he's not, then he sure is... I was going to say, he better be for what he's doing. He's laying there. It looks like he should be.
Yeah. All right.
There it is. Okay, yeah. All right. Fucking A right. There you go. Oh, my God. Look, boys. An actual wrestling angle.
Yeah, right?
Holy shit, man. Oh, my God. Well, see, Jericho was always a worker anyway, but this is fantastic. Well, you know, we were just talking about the older guys putting over the younger guys, you know? That's why Ricky put Chris Jericho over. Granted, at the time, both of them could be considered legends in the business, but this is awesome.
Yeah,
what should happen here, though, is... Yeah, Jericho's getting big over right now, but he needs to be the one that puts over the bag.
Oh, you know Kenny's winning. It's for the U.S. title. You know Kenny's going to win. They did this. They did this so it doesn't look like a one-sided thing.
Right, right.
Sent you the other one where Kenny Omega attacked him.
Fantastic, man! Holy shit! Yeah, that's fantastic.
So now, if you go to 5:14,
dude, I'm actually fucking I want to watch this now.
Yeah,
that makes me want to watch, you know, wrestling. That's wow.
It's like the subtle little things. It's not like the story. Like, storylines in Japan are subtle. They're not like overbearing storylines that go on for like they'll go on for months. But then there's like subtle little things that they do that WWE needs like a big they need a big Titantron and a speakerphone to get things out, where these guys go out and wrestle and they do the subtle little things in between the matches, and they do these shoots work shoots, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, like, all right, Earls, did you go to 5:14?
I'm watching it now.
Okay, do you see how Don Callis sold that?
Oh man, like he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know what?
This shit still exists in the world? I mean, this kind of thing actually, you know what, now more than ever, fuck that porn star bitch, because this is what wrestling, oh my god. Damn it, these boys deserve to be marked out over. This is fantastic.
Oh, did you get up to the part with the Young Bucks yet?
Not yet. No. Right now he just literally wiped the belt with Kenny's blood. Oh, here they come. Dude, I love the baseball bat. That's cute. But get the fuck out of here. That's cute. You know, even, and I'm just saying, I'm just going to throw this out here. Even if they put the belt on Jericho, listen, just hear me out for a minute. But even if they put the belt on Jericho, that'll make Kenny Omega's win over him that much sweeter. You know? Like, yeah, he came out and beat me up. He blooded me. I got him back at the press conference. But now, since they got this match going to go, and I'm assuming that Vince is allowing this. I mean, Jericho's still under contract, right?
He's on like an appearance deal or whatever. Like, he comes in. Like,
but it's still a WWE deal.
Yeah, he's still a Vince guy.
Yeah, he's still a Vince guy. But, so because of that, holy shit, man. Well, it's for no other reason, you know, Kenny's going to go over because of that. Because there's no way in fucking hell that New Japan is going to allow any of their straps to appear on WWE TV. I mean, that's just not going to happen. Not like, deal, even though I personally love to see it, that would never happen.
But in 2017, 2018, this is like the closest we're going to get right now to, but you never know, but this is the closest we're going to get to New Japan versus WWE. Like,
you're
this
right.
This is a big fucking deal.
Just one thing I want to say. After that codebreaker to Don Callis, been all the appearances since then, he's had the neck brace on, and he's been wheeled out, you know, in a wheelchair by Kevin Kelly.
Imagine that.
Holy shit, yeah.
Put the fucker over. That is fan-fucking-tastic. Man.
See, Earls, it's not all bad.
No, you're right. From the bottom of my heart, I humbly apologize because that was amazing. What I just saw, that got me back into liking wrestling again. That was amazing. And the thing with the Bucks, coming out making the save with the baseball bat, you know, that set the message to the fans, like, we're not going to fuck around with this guy. If he comes down to the ring, we're going to fuck your shit up. We have literally 10 minutes. We got to get the rest of the synopsis.
Yeah, we're good. So just a quick note on the thing I mentioned last week. So Matt Sydal no-showed an event in the UK. They paid him $1,200 or whatever, and there was like speculation, like, is he gonna like pay them back? Is he gonna make good on what he on what happened or whatever? And luckily this week he paid them back, for even though he wasn't there. You know, he understood that, so he, I guess he FedExed them a check or whatever the fuck. So before anyone, like myself, presume Matt Sydal is a dick and takes money, nah, he actually did come through, so, you know.
I've always heard he's a nice cat anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just... Don't go to Japan and smoke marijuana. You'll go to jail.
or eat people.
Yeah. Unless, if you're doing an angle with Jericho and Kenny Omega, you're fine. We learned a lot about Japan on this episode.
Yeah, this has been an eye-opening episode about Japan, I can tell you.
Yeah, but speaking of another
wrestling and good food.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, sure.
But anyway, speaking of Japanese people, there's a rumor going around, like I was saying for about a year now, that because Asuka, I've said this for a long time, if you're going to make her lose, it has to be a big moment. You know, you can't compare her to Goldberg. You can't have Goldberg give her the big over and say, she surpassed my record, she's better than me, and all this shit. We like him or hate him, he's a big draw, so to give her the big over, that's a big deal. It really is. So, I'm thinking, if there's anyone she's going to lose to, if she's going to lose at all, let it be to Ronda Rousey at Mania.
Yeah.
And it looks like they might go through with that. But my idea is make that the first ever women's main event.
If not the main event, then make it the semi-main event.
Yeah, make it the right before whatever your main event is. Make that the main event.
Actually, you know, I kind of like your idea though. Why not make it the big main event? The problem is, they will never do that because I don't think Vince would ever be convinced that the people would stay. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it's Ronda fucking Rousey.
I don't give a shit who it is. It's all they're chicks. I'm telling you, Vince is a sexist motherfucker.
True.
You know how he is. You know.
Yeah, you got a point.
You know, he doesn't give a fuck about that. You know, I'm surprised. And I got to say this, and I truly mean this. With all the shit that's been going on with all these sexual allegations, I am really surprised that no one has brought Vince up. I mean, but I guess now it's more or less a running joke that, you know, everyone knows that Vince is a hound, but still.
Right.
I'll eventually let it happen.
I'm afraid
of
it.
Or he knows every single person that he has, and he's paid them off already.
Oh, I guarantee that's happened. You know, yeah. I mean, from what I understand, some of the girls and guys that he's... what's the word?
Molested.
Well, I was gonna say seduced, but yeah, I guess molested would be a better way. Have been well compensated and that kind of thing. Yeah. And you know, but anyway, so I think that match would be fantastic. I just hope Ronda Rousey. God, I'd love to see her become a serious worker.
Well, she loves wrestling enough to where, she could make this happen. It's not a thing where, oh, yeah, she's gonna, what the fuck? You know, it's not a situation where she's gonna be a celebrity and she's gonna, like, pretty much do hip tosses and fucking clotheslines and it looks like shit. She's passionate enough to where she's gonna go, I want to do this. I want to be out there having 20-minute long matches. I want to be out there kicking ass. I want to be out there looking like one of the girls, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So,
you know,
like a Charlotte or to give it another more surreal feel to it, kind of like the way Trish Stratus went from being a model to becoming a serious worker.
Right.
Trish Stratus, in my opinion, busted her ass and became a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. She went from being a valet and a fucking pretty much a titty model to, you know, being one of the greatest workers of all time. But,
damn straight she did, and I respect the fuck out of her. And she's gorgeous. I always thought Trish was hot.
Absolutely.
But, oh, God. But, you know, and then you have the girls that are jiggle and jab, like Stacey Keibler or Tori Wilson, that had no business being in the ring as workers. You know, not even a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. But anyway, we got to start wrapping up. But before we do, let's hit some quick predictions here.
Yes.
All right. So, Pat, do you want to do a final battle predictions?
I know it's not really fair
to Earls, because I know, honestly, you're not really much a fan of.
I mean, what's the pay per view this week for?
No, guys, go ahead.
WWE.
Clash
of Champions.
What, is that a Raw pay per view?
SmackDown.
They're alternating every other year now.
I guess so.
Wait a second.
Last year that was a Raw pay per view.
Clash of the Champions.
Yes.
They've turned it into a pay per view.
Well, yeah, it was one last year for Raw. Now it's for SmackDown.
Wow, I don't know how that slipped past me. But anyway, okay. Wow. All
right. All right. So, Earls, if you want to chime in on a match in Ring of Honor, by all means. But me and Pat.
I like Ring of Honor. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
No. No, I'm just saying if you don't know
any...
Anyway. We'll do both. Okay, so the first match here, we got Adam Page, the Young Bucks, like they like to call themselves, the Hung Bucks, against Dragon Lee, Flip Gordon, and Titan for the ROH six-man tag titles. Right now, the Hung Bucks are the champs. Yeah, the Hung Bucks are going over. The next one, we got the Motor City Machine Guns, Shelley and Sabin, against the best friends of Trent Beretta and Chuck Taylor for the ROH tag titles.
He's had the belts for a while. I think they're going to...
The best friends are going to win. The best friends are going over. Okay, next up, we got Will Ospreay against Matt Taven. Will Ospreay's going over.
Yeah.
Next up, we got The Addiction, Christopher Daniels, and Frankie Kazarian against War Machine, Hanson, and Raymond Rowe. War Machine's going over.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal against Marty Skrull. You see, this is a tough one. This is one of their more high-profile matches. I'm going to probably go with, I hate to say it, Jay Lethal. Not that I hate to say it, but...
You know what? I think he needs a win because I think he lost that feud against Elias Young, right? So
true.
I'm also going to go with Jay Lethal.
True. Okay, next up we got for the Fatal 4-Way for the ROH TV title, we got Kenny King defending the belt against Punishment Martinez, Silas Young, and Shane Taylor. I see Silas Young or Punishment winning, but I'm going to go with Silas Young.
I might go with Punishment. I think Punishment's going to win.
Okay. The semi-main event, we got in a New York street fight, we got the Briscoes against Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer.
Ooh.
I mean, if it was a retirement match for Bully Ray, yes. I think he would lose, but now that it's like, the whole thing was a work and... they've been building to something happening. I think it's gonna be Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer.
You're gonna see hardcore spots for sure.
Oh God, yes.
I'm actually pretty jealous.
I'm gonna see blood, but I think I'm gonna see like a pretty.
You might see some blood.
I was gonna say with those guys, you don't think you're gonna see some blood?
I think you will.
Ring of Honor is not that bloody.
Neither is Japan, dude, and they just and Kenny Omega just gigged. Kenny Omega just fucking gigged.
You know what? You might see it because then again, they're part timers. So
yes, so I think Briscoes are going over. By the way,
yeah.
And the next one. What were you going to say? All right, the main event.
I was going to say, I can see where you're going with that.
In the main event, you're gonna see crazy shit. The Bully and Tommy are gonna get some shining, but the Briscoes are going over, flat out. So, next match, the last match, we have Dalton Castle against Cody Rhodes for the ROH TV. Oh well, no, the ROH World Title, I should say. Sorry, Cody's retaining.
I think it's gonna be a kind of like a weird finish. I think they're either gonna
no.
Do you think they're gonna debut Neville? And it's gonna be like a wonky.
He's in talks with WWE. He's still. He's still talking with WWE. All right, but
I have a weird feeling. Like, I feel like they're gonna debut somebody, and it's gonna be a wonky finish.
Nah, you know what? But you know what though? I don't know if you know this, but for Wrestle Kingdom January 4th, the reason why I know for a fact, I'm pretty fucking sure Cody's gonna win tonight, but on this card, is because he's scheduled to fight Kota Ibushi for the ROH title.
Okay. I'm not saying they're gonna give it. I think Dalton's gonna get close, and then there's gonna be a wonky finish.
Yeah, they would not do Dalton against Kota. I know for a fact Japan doesn't see that more. They see more Cody and Kota as a draw, you know. But anyway, moving on to...
Which would be a fantastic match.
Oh, it will be. But moving on, we got Clash of Champions this Sunday, SmackDown pay-per-view. On the pre-show, we got Mojo Rawley against Zack Ryder. The Hype Bros are officially split.
Oh, Mojo.
Yeah, Mojo's going over.
Who gives a fuck but Mojo?
Yeah. Okay. All right, next up we got Breezango, Tyler Breeze, and Fandango against, even though I love Luke Harper and Rowan, the Bludgeon Brothers, a.k.a. War Machine 2.0.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon They're, Brothers are going over.
Obviously, they just came out with them, and they don't need wins.
Yep. Randy Orton and Nakamura against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. However, the stipulation now is there's two special guest referees, which are Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. And if Owens and Zayn lose, they will be fired from WWE.
Uh-huh.
Daniel, heel turn. Zayn and Owens win.
Yeah, I see
they
that.
Pin Orton. They pin Orton. Next up, we got a match I don't give a flying fuck about. A triple threat for the United States title. Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Roode.
Yeah, that's kind of a I don't give a fuck match.
So that's the bathroom match. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Personally, yeah, I don't even care. I don't give two shits.
I'd say Baron Corbin. They're gonna make him retain.
If you gotta put somebody over, yeah, okay.
I honestly, out of all three, I mean, I like Ziggler. I think he needs to leave the company. I think Bobby Roode.
I mean, between the three, yeah, Bobby Roode is the less of the evils.
Yeah.
I mean, that's someone I would prefer to win at, if you're going to give me any choice. But, you know, whatever. But WWE set in their ways. I see them putting over Corbin again. But you never know. Okay, but the next match, we got Charlotte Flair versus Natalya for the women's title. SmackDown women's
Which
title.
Which is a weirdly underwhelming feud.
It's in a lumberjack match also.
Lumberjill.
Okay, sorry. So it's a Lumberjill match. Charlotte's going over.
Oh yeah.
And that's because the wrestling gods of women's wrestling, the people that claim that they created every single thing ever imaginable that we enjoy, the Bellas are coming back. Both of them.
Like on purpose?
Yes. The ones that claim that that Brie Bella was the one that was the revolutionary one that attacked her boss. Like, no one ever heard of that Steve Austin guy, but like Brie Bella was the one that that attacked her boss, and it's so revolutionary.
I'm Brie cunts. Bella, and I invented water.
Fucking cunts. Next up, we got. This will probably be match of the night, in my opinion. We got a fatal four-way for the tag titles of SmackDown. We got the Usos defending the belts against The New Day, against Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable, against Rusev and Aiden English.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a fucking...
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Fatal four...
That's such a good idea that they put them in the tag division.
Mm-hmm.
I see Rusev and Aiden getting the belts. Just for the fact that he's been getting over with this gimmick,
I was waiting to hear him in a championship match because that was going to be my pick no matter what belt he was going after.
Yeah, I think since they're getting this over, I think he's going to win. And
yes,
depending where they are, you're going to have like a smart mark reaction, and people are going to cheer it. So. That's what I see happening.
I do want a shirt that says Rusev Day on it now.
I do it. I do too. I'm not going to lie. I would wear it. But the main event, I'm a little nervous here. AJ Styles against Jinder Mahal for the WWE Championship.
Jinder Mahal.
Don't say that out loud.
I have to. I'm sorry, but I know. I cringe too, but call it a hunch.
I'm praying, AJ. I'm praying for AJ. I gotta go with AJ. my sense is losing here. I'm just gonna go with AJ.
Okay. How was the reaction in India for Mahal?
Meh.
Meh. Okay, I'm going with AJ. Because I think that what I think what they said was, if he gets a huge pop and a huge reaction, then
it was 50-50, dude.
Yeah,
they cheered more for Triple H,
and that's probably why Triple H put himself over.
Yeah,
it was a fluid ending. You know, it's like, okay, if you get a bigger pop, then we'll change the ending. If I get a bigger pop, I'm going over. I think that's probably what it was supposed to be.
Or how funny is this? What if they decided to do that, like, literally last minute, like, right in the ring?
Hmm.
You know, like Hunter calls it. It's like, you know, hey, you know, which wouldn't surprise me if he did that.
Yeah, maybe. It's not the first time WWE's, like, changed the finish on the fly. Like, supposedly, the decision to have Brock beat the streak happened the day of.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
So, but yeah, that's that. And, we're gonna wrap up here. Why don't you guys give me an outro song?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Oh, I get the perfect one.
All right, Pat. Send in the description, or down below. But anyway, plugs.
Yeah, tonight I'm gonna be doing Fantastic Four comics. Once I get the information, I'll pass it on to Eric. But it will be 6:30 p.m. on Facebook Live, and it is gonna feature myself, Tim Arnett, Jim Cottle, and I believe Philip Ellis. We're going to be discussing just a lot of, you know, this is taking place inside of a comic book shop, so the topics are more or less self-explanatory, you know, just a bunch of nerdy geek news and just guys sitting around having a good time talking about stuff, and check us out.
Hey, I may not be able to catch it live, but I'm going to definitely listen to it.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
For sure. Also, our good friend of the show, Chad Flett of the Pro Wrestling Authority. I'm sorry. Wow. Pro Wrestling Weekly. That's a throwback. Pro Wrestling Weekly at thefanspodcast.com. Yeah, fanspodcast.com. Check them out. Also, VocNation.com. You can catch Retro with the Stro. He's on there, I believe, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also got Wrestling Soup. They're on Mixler on 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights. Also catch them on the download on iTunes and Stitcher as well for us. And apparently we are now also on the subreddit, so on reddit.com. So everyone that found us on Reddit, thank you. And also go to emw.com or emwcreations.com /KTR for our archives. Or iTunes and Stitcher for on the go for all Android and Apple users. Facebook.com /KFabeTalkRadio. You can chat with us there and get all updates on the show. We will probably be back next week, but you will see an AM Thunder from myself and Pat on Tuesday morning. And Twitter.com Eric the Red 211. Mr. _ Bonesill for all your gripes and complaints on the show.
Mr. Bonesill has one thing he would like to add. I am going to be at Final Battle, so if anybody wants to come and hang out while we're at the show, you're free to just say what's up, any type of praise, because I'm the best thing in the show. These other Malakas are just here because I allow them. So, yeah.
Is he talking?
Yeah, no one's listening.
Okay.
All right, great song, Pat. Also on Twitter, at JR Earls Art, for all your bookings on art. And if you want, and if you are a, someone that's in, you know, that does conventions or anything, and you want an artist, please book him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
nobody else, Bill.
Damn right.
He's an unsafe artist, damn it. He's an unsafe worker.
Oh, God. Oh,
alright. Until next time, everybody, keep it kayfabe.
And use teriyaki sauce when you eat your children.
Damn straight.
Bitches.
Never did like hamburger. I never did like steak. I prefer chickens cackling and fried, cooked, or baked. Oh, I stopped eating animals, and I'm glad I finally did. But I get my protein 'cause I eat kids. But it used to be a problem just eating rice and beans. And I think you probably know exactly what I mean.